At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Y'all smoking the competition. Oh, on, tell man. Me how that feel, baby. Oh,
stop it, Rich. Stop it.
Ricky Rose. Going. I'm going to do keep my going. Ricky Rose.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
For all of you who want Brian Daboll as the OC, he's going to have, I think, his choice of a couple of jobs as head coach. One, obviously, the Bills he's going to interview and the history there. And then I also think, you know, the Ravens may not be out of the question for him. But I get it. I mean, I'd love to have Brian Daboll. Now you're talking about brain power, right? Now you're talking about offensive brain power and trusting what we're trying to do. And I'm not saying that I don't yet, but that's why I think this OC hire is a big deal. But, I keep seeing, you know, I'd love to have Daboll. I think he's going to get a head coaching job if he wants it.
Right. I know that, first off, you got to have some degree of familiarity. Not always, but I mean, are you running the same kind of offense that the guy who's going to be the boss, Stefanski, is running? So that's got to fit. And, you know, Daboll, see, I'm mixed bag on him. I thought he got the most out of Josh. I thought there was a moment where Josh Allen backslid and got into some bad habits after Daboll left. Daboll couldn't get the most out of Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones actually doing better with Steichen in Indianapolis, you could argue, right?
Yeah. Look, no doubt, because he went there and balled out until he had the ACL or the Achilles injury.
And then, and certainly, you know, with Jackson Dart, I mean, it was, you know, it's, I don't know. Daboll's a guy, and maybe, you know, do the car wash, as they said, with Saban. Go somewhere, pump it up again, get back in the game as a head coach, right?
Yeah. I think, you know, again, the Joe Shane thing, and we're going to hear from the new head coach there in John Harbaugh in a sec, but I also think that the Joe Shane situation, the general manager there, didn't play to his favor, just like I don't think the general manager situation in Buffalo played to Sean McDermott's favor. Not saying McDermott didn't deserve to be fired. You can't be there 9 seasons, have Josh Allen and all these resources, Mike, and just, you know, you continue to come up short. But on the same day you get fired, Brandon Bean gets promoted to president of football ops / GM on the same day. And today, the owner and his comments got really weird. Let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down. Let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Terry Pakula is the owner of the Bills. And look, we always talk about this. We want to hear from the owner. There was a point in this season where we felt like we wanted to hear from our owner and the season wasn't over. But now that it is, and this is why some owners shouldn't speak, because the Bills held their press conference today. Sean McDermott obviously fired. Brandon Bean sitting there, again, newly appointed president of football ops and / GM. He's been their general manager. But, Mike, things got weird when they were like, yeah, you know, Keon Coleman, you guys drafted him, and Brandon, you were the guy behind it. And Brandon's about to answer the question, and then the owner jumped in.
Can I interrupt? I'll address the Keon situation. The coaching staff pushed to draft Keon. I'm not saying Brandon wouldn't have drafted him, but he wasn't his next choice. That was Brandon being a team player and taking advice of his coaching staff who felt strongly about the player. And he's taken, for some reason, heat over it and not saying a word about it. But I'm here to tell you the true story.
Okay, two things. Pro Football Focus, I should say Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio, they found some cuts. They went back and found where Coleman's looking at the combine, and Coleman runs a slow 40 time. And Bean, the GM, goes, I'm glad he ran that. It'll help to get him. So the owner's kind of talking to both sides. The way the owner thought it would be a good idea, let's basically paint Sean McDermott and running the muck, and he was dictating this, and our poor general manager didn't even want this player who's been a lightning rod up there for doing stupid stuff.
You're right. And that's why I feel like Brandon Bean was also pushing him out of the door, whether you think it was deserved or not. And again, I think it had run its course, but it's just interesting about how all this stuff played out. And then the owner's throwing him under the bus today, basically saying the coach wanted him. Wanted Keon Coleman, right, and not the general manager, and so the GM did what the coach wanted. Okay. Either way, that is now getting a lot of run, Mike, from a social media standpoint. And people around the league are going, that's bogus, man. That's trash.
Yeah, I saw that this morning on NFL. I was like, whoa, okay. But again, these owners, we heard this a little bit with Arthur, with Matt's introductory press cards. These guys can't help themselves. So Pegula going in, trying to basically set the tone. Look, I think McDermott looks like a pretty salty guy. You saw that on some of the Hard Knock stuff. He's definitely he's wrapped pretty tight. He had run-ins with Diggs. Maybe Diggs deserved it, right? There was some stuff that was out there.
Yeah.
But, he still came up so close. They did a graphic yesterday on NFL Network of the winning percentage, points scored, points allowed. Buffalo's 1-1-1 over everybody and hasn't gone to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's tough. You got to get it done. Meanwhile, let's hear from Joe Shane while we talk about the Giants situation. So this is not going to last, by the way. Take it from me. Okay? It's not going to last. Joe Shane was asked about how John Harbaugh came in, and for everybody who has no idea, we said this, it wasn't about the money. Harbaugh wanted it clear in writing who he's reporting to and how this structure was going to work. He wanted to report to the owner. That's what's going to happen. So Joe Shane's the general manager of the Giants. Here's what he said about it.
I'm not worried about that. Everywhere I've been in the league for 26 years. So everywhere I've been, the head coach and general manager work together. That's the only way it's going to work. And get on the same page, go through the process. Again, we've done it everywhere I've been, so I'm not worried about it. Like you said, that's just something on a piece of paper. It doesn't matter. We need to work together, and we're going to come to the final conclusion. And it's always going to be about what's best for the New York Giants. So I have no problem with that, and I'm looking forward to working with it.
It's on a piece of paper, blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you why it's not going to work, because John Harbaugh didn't come in with him.
Correct.
And I can't report to somebody who I'm not sure has my back, and therefore I'm going straight to the owner. These are the little things, guys, and these football deals, when stuff starts going bad and you're like, man, what's going on up there? What? This is the kind of crap. John is a vet. He is not coming in with Joe Shane going, this is the GM I picked, which is bringing us back home, Mike, to our Atlanta Falcons, because we've not selected a general manager, yet we have a coach. And this is, again, why our new coach is going to be in on this. Harbaugh's like, I'm not reporting to Joe Shane.
No, that's why. I mean, it's subtle. But, again, that's why. And, by the way, you and I, we've talked about this before. For some people, we'll get that. Some people, now in today's world, some people are so literal they can't read between the lines. Shane might not even be here by this time next year.
It's not going to work.
I'm telling you. And he's like, I don't know why. Mara's got a soft spot for him, the old man Mara. I would have fired. If you watch that in season with the Hard Knocks.
I don't know if the son does. Let me tell you something.
I don't get it. I don't get why Shane is still there.
The sons in this deal, Mike, played a huge role in getting Harbaugh to buy into what they were trying to do. I don't know if that's the case as this thing. And by the way, I think he was battling cancer, right? If I'm correct.
The senior Mary is.
Senior. So, yeah, we'll see where this goes. But, yeah, man, that's one of those situations. And then here's what Harbaugh said, by the way, about reporting to the owner instead of the GM.
Well, to me, it's really not that important in the big picture and big scheme of things. I think it's kind of overblown just a little bit in terms of how it works. But the main thing is that it works, and that we work together. That's what matters. So that's kind of what I was used to. And it felt like a good way to kind of start off. And I think Mr. Mara was happy about that. It seemed like it made sense. And I'm just happy. But I don't think it really matters. I think we're all going to work together. And
What's that from Dateline when they do that investigative show? That was a lie.
That was a lie. That was a lie. He absolutely lied. No doubt.
So we'll see where it goes, but I can't vibe that. And now, again, getting back to the Falcons, you brought this up. You know, at Arthur Blank's press conference when he introduced Matt, you know, and they were talking about, you know, getting the head coach and the GM, and I think the phrase was get the planes to land at the same time.
Yep.
Haven't done that yet. And I asked you and I asked Day-Day and Oren today, because they've gone with the coach, to your point, and Matt does seem to have a big voice. The perception around the media and the coverage of the NFL is Matt is running this. So does a general manager who's an assistant GM want to take a role where he's going to be a glorified assistant GM? I don't know. Am I reading too much into that?
I don't know. I mean, look, I think that, as I said, you've got to allow people to do their jobs. If I was an assistant GM, pick your organization, and the Falcons were interested in me.
Say Ian Cunningham, for example.
Okay, they're interested in me. I'm not going there to be in the same position, Mike, right, with no growth and no ability to make decisions that affect an organization that will ultimately allow me to do what Matt's doing, which is I want to run the whole thing, right? We talk about these titles. Sometimes they mean something. Sometimes they don't mean anything. But you don't get to president of football ops and GM, and it's your show. Until you have an opportunity to build on these decisions and help team build. So I'm not taking the job. That's just where I'm at. You got to allow people to do these jobs if you're going to hire them. And if you're telling me I'm just coming here and I'm going to be at press conferences, Mike, sitting there nice and silent. Hey, what's his role? Right. The Ian guy, what's he do? Hey, I'm in the office.
Well, like, remember when Fontenot wasn't there when they fired Arthur Smith,
yeah,
and Rich McKay. Oh, no, he's really working hard right now. And it's like, what? So, yeah, as far as, you know, where this goes, Matt did say both guys, coaches and GM, would be empowered. So, but there, I mean, whether this is right or wrong, there's been an impression, if you read around the league and see some of the guys who cover it, that Matt's running this thing, which I'm fine with, but you still got to fill in the GM position.
You do have to fill in. And like we said, if not, then just say Matt's GM, and just like Brandon Bean.
That's what I said to you 2 weeks ago. Why don't you just make Matt the Grand Poobah of football,
but
president GM?
But I also think, Mike,
and then, by the way, then for guys who don't get it, yes, Matt's not going to sit there and burn the midnight oil trying to figure out the cap. They have people in the office.
Yeah.
There would be assistants and do all the stuff.
But I also think, to your point there, I think he needs the help. He hadn't done this 25 years. He needs the help. He needs experienced people around him, I think, to help with this process. Hey, man, one other thing as we go around the league. It's 4th and 1. It's Dukes and Bell. Josh Kendall's going to join us from The Athletic to talk about all this stuff with the Falcons. He covers them on a daily basis as well. Mike Vrabel on Jarrett Stidham. Look, if Bo Nix was playing, I would tell you the Broncos are probably going to go to the Super Bowl. But he's not. And even though they're playing at home, this Patriots defense gets after it. And I just believe now, I'm not believing, Mike, that Jarrett Stidham went and thrown a pass in like two years, all of a sudden is going to just turn into Superman. But here's what Vrabel said about starting against Jarrett Stidham.
Ironic, you know, just speaking with his agent, they're like, well, if you don't want your starter to get hurt, sign Jarrett, because that was before, you know, yesterday or 2 days ago. You know, just going back to when Josh had him and playing against that, just think he sees things really well. I think he's athletic enough to extend, like we talk about a lot of quarterbacks. Accuracy. I think the decision making, you know, is really decisive in the games that we went back.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL Podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
I can watch, and this is even going back to when I was in Tennessee as well.
Look, it's just a tough spot to be in. I said to Carl the other day, I couldn't even imagine being a Broncos fan. You know, the exaltation of going to this, you know, the conference championship, one win away from the Super Bowl, and then Bo Nix is out. And you got a guy that, yeah, I mean, you can say all the nice things about him, but he doesn't have the level of athleticism or experience that Bo has, you know? So we'll see.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.